The trail takes its toll. Good afternoon with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. The 2020 Quest field is down to 13 mushers after two scratches this morning. Veteran Canadian mushers Dennis Tremblay of Quebec and Jason Compo of Alberta dropped out of the race at Circle City, about 200 miles into the 1,000-mile quest. A UConn Quest news release says the two mushers abandoned the race for the best interest of their teams. That's a blanket reason which can cover canine sickness, injury, and or fatigue. Compo says he and his team suffered a crash on the steep descent of Eagle Summit.
All the dogs were kind of rolling down the hill and ended up not being able to stop the sled and unfortunately ran over a couple, so a few injuries.
Compo says the dogs will recover and that he was not hurt in the crash. He attributes to especially challenging trail conditions on the descent of the summit.
There was a side hill, it was icy, and they all kind of lost footing.
Compo says he was faced with dropping several dogs at Circle and that given his main mushing goal this season is the Iditarod, decided to call it quits.
With a few key dogs and, you know, getting a little banged up, I thought it was good to pull the plug and keep them all together and make sure that there was no further damage.
Meanwhile, at the front of this year's quest, defending champion Brent Sass, Michelle Phillips, Cody Strath, and past champion Alan Moore are expected to arrive at Eagle late today. Phillips of Tagish Lake, Yukon, finished fourth in last year's quest and is again in the mix to challenge for a win. KUAC's Lex Trinan reports.
Defending champ Brent Sass came out of the gates fast, moving through the first checkpoints with a handy lead. But coming out of Birch Creek, Canadian Michelle Phillips put in a striking run.
You're obviously first one in, so we're going to stick you on this very first hay straw bale up here. We're going to run you
Sass,
all the way down.
Coming into Circle, admitted as much.
Well, I think her team is just a little bit faster right now.
Indeed, her moving speed from Central to Circle was significantly faster than Sass's on the last half of the run into Central. 51-year-old Phillips, never one to get ahead of herself, said her team was lagging a bit early in the sloggy midday sun. While the sugary snow didn't make it easy, the lag was also perhaps because of her own hairy descent down Eagle Summit, a downhill that has given several mushers trouble this year. She said it was like a mogul run with hard, wind-packed drifts.
It was a little hairy. I mean, those drifts were pretty wild, like you'd hit them and you couldn't really brake. And yeah, it was definitely kamikaze.
She says it with a smile, but she described a team that was totally out of control.
Oh, totally, yeah. I was super out of control. Wiped out, dragged. Oh, yeah.
Still, she managed to hang onto her sled and get her team running some of the fastest times early on in the race. Her handler, Doug Volman, was excited to see her team doing so well. The difference between last year, when she finished fourth, and this year, he says, is the dogs. While not young, Volman says he's noticed a change in attitude for the team, which is made up of previous Quest and Iditarod finishers.
You know, I really am not involved with their training. I just know the dogs and their attitude is so special right now, and over the years I've gotten to know the dogs just in handling. So I don't think that there's anything different in her training, probably. It's just that these dogs have a really incredible attitude.
So what will he be looking for to see if Phillips can carry her momentum forward?
What I look for is, you know, rest times on the trail and see, you know, and then also just the consistency in speed, not highs and lows. I mean, that's what I like to see in any musher, is a good, consistent dog team. So,
in the warm, buzzing checkpoint in Circle, neither of the two leaders seemed to want to be the rabbit for the next stretch of the race entering the Yukon River. Phillips, refilling her water and fuel, says that she's biding her time in preparation.
You know, I'm just going to wait till everyone's ready to go. I don't want to go out first, really. I mean, I don't want to wait forever, though. But, yeah. We'll see. Yeah. I'll go have a coffee. Take it from there.
Sass seems to be thinking the same thing, endlessly fiddling with the sled and equipment. But in the end, Phillips gets impatient. She's decided she's had enough waiting. She booties up her dogs and heads down the short straightaway before dropping into the banks on the wide, endless Yukon River.
All right, let's go. All right.
Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail in Circle, I'm Lex Trinan.
And I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
KUAC coverage of the 2020 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Shannon and Wilson, Sipping Streams Tea Company, Water Wagon, Warblows Air, and Beaver Sports, proud sponsors of KUAC.